The news at 8 o'clock is read by Brian Jennings.
The Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Damien English, has resigned. The Fine Gael deputy representing Meath West issued a statement this morning outlining the reasons for his decision. Deputy English said that yesterday, in an online article, questions were raised about a planning application from 14 years ago. He said he reviewed this application made in 2008 and it was clear to him that he failed to inform Meath County Council about ownership of his house in Castle Martin. He said this was wrong, not up to the standard required, and he apologised. Deputy English said he informed the Taoiseach of his decision to resign last night. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin are both in Northern Ireland today for a series of meetings to discuss the Northern Ireland Protocol and the resumption of power sharing at Stormont. Mr. Varadkar will meet party leaders and business representatives. Mr. Martin will have talks with Northern Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris and attend several other engagements. Our Northern correspondent Conor McAuley.
The government said the presence of both Taoiseach and Tánaiste in Northern Ireland on the same day sent a powerful signal. It was a measure of the commitment to sort out the protocol and help restore power sharing. The Taoiseach will see party leaders in a series of bilateral meetings through the day and talk to business leaders. The Tánaiste will have talks with Northern Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris and attend a series of other engagements. The initiative follows yesterday's debacle at talks between the Stormont parties and British Foreign Secretary James Cleverley. Both Sinn Féin and the SDLP walked out when it emerged that Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald would not be allowed to head her party's delegation. Leo Varadkar will take the opportunity today to talk about efforts to resolve the protocol and how the Stormont executive might be reformed. As well as meeting the Northern Secretary, Micheál Martin will attend a range of other engagements and launch a fund to support all island projects. Conor McAuley, RTÉ News, Belfast.
The Taoiseach has said he expects the number of Ukrainians coming to Ireland will increase as the war continues. Government ministers have also addressed protests over the housing of refugees and have warned that the impact they're having on children was disturbing. Karen Creed reports.
With more than 70,000 Ukrainians having sought refuge in Ireland, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has outlined the efforts being made to ensure they're being accommodated and integrated into society. Speaking after a cabinet meeting yesterday, he highlighted the continuing pressure on the system and also addressed the protests happening over the housing of refugees here. He said he has no problem with people protesting and debating, but demonstrations at places where people live is crossing a line. Mr. Varadkar stated it was important there should be no hatred or racism directed towards anybody in any circumstances. He highlighted his particular concern over the impact these protests have on children and that people should be conscious of this. His party colleague, the Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, said people gathering outside refugee accommodation centres are engaging in intimidation. He told reporters that people are travelling around the country organising these gatherings, and he said it is important that the viewpoints of communities are not hijacked.
Two people died in road incidents in Dublin yesterday evening. A man died in a single car collision on Rutland Street Lower in the north inner city. A 23-year-old died after he was struck by a car in Tallaght. The musician Jeff Beck has died. He was 78. Beck made his name as a guitar player with the Yardbirds in the 1960s. He went on to play with many performers, including Nile Rodgers and Mick Jagger. In 2015, Rolling Stone magazine placed Mr. Beck at number 5 in its list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. Gene Simmons, the singer with the US rock band Kiss, said Beck would be missed.
Jeff may not have had the best voice in the world, but I will tell you, his guitar sang like no human being on the face of the planet. You can learn how to play guitar. You can't learn how to be Jeff Beck. It's God-given.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Westerly winds will be very strong and gusty across the country today. There'll be sunny spells. Showers will be frequent and prolonged across Ulster. There may be isolated thunderstorms and hail. Highest afternoon temperatures will be around 8 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest to west winds will reach gale force 8 to strong gale force 9 and reaching storm force 10 later between Slinehead and Malinhead, veering west to northwest and decreasing force 7 or gale force 8 later.